Hola, Red Ribbon Army. Your boy is back. It's the Okage, the village in the leaves, the commander of the scout regiment, the king of the pirates, commissioner of the CCG, principal of the Hero Academy, captain commander of the Gutia 13, general of the Red Ribbon Army, Kakashi Hatsuke, Jiraiya Sensei, Vince Smoke Sanji, husband of Renkiku, Odin Sama. And it's a new, I don't even know if you call it an episode, because we're doing something new now. For a little bit, I know Red Ribbon Army has been strictly about anime. I snuck a few manga sleepers in there just to get you guys a little dipping a toe in the water of manga a little bit. Let you taste the egg after you gotta dig into a chicken. See where anime comes from a little bit. But I didn't realize that one of my daily regulars on the Red Ribbon Army podcast, someone you guys are very familiar with, also keeps up with a lot of the manga that I do. So now we're about to get into all the weekly manga that we pick up. Mostly One Piece because, you know, biggest manga out right now. Attack on Titan also. Maybe a little bit of King and Ashura or Omega if you guys picked up the sleeper that I gave you last time or a few times ago. But yeah, manga chapter reviews. We're getting into it now. Today is One Piece. The latest chapter is chapter, I think, 975.
Oh, I don't know.
A lot of chapters, son. A lot. 975. Oh, yeah, but
how
does Enoch.
I have arthritis. Oh, let me introduce myself. Hold on. Yo, it's Enoch. It's Samurai, a.k.a. Mr. Miyamoto Musashi Jr., you know, a.k.a. Van Gogh Jr., a.k.a. Enoch with a K. No Bible, no hate on God, though. We love God. But yeah, man, we talking One Piece, man. We talking the latest manga chapter for y'all, because it's going wild.
Yo, deadass, this is the first manga chapter review we have, but we kind of have the entire series of One Piece to talk about up to this, too. This is the first one, which is weird. But, the latest few chapters answered a lot of questions for us, and I think, well, before we get into that, you said you were a little confused about something that's going on.
Yeah, now it's all kind of tying together. Like, before, I was just confused on, because there were so many different set pieces going on, like, the timelines were all mixed up, like, the characters, who all was a part of, like, the shinobi forces who were gonna fight against, what's the dude's name? Orochi?
Orochi,
yeah, how they were doing all that. Like, that was just, it's like you were saying, it's coming together now. But, like, man.
Yes. Okay. I get what you said. That is confusing about who exactly is going to take place in this battle on Onigashima that's coming up. Because near the end of the chapters, before we got into the long Odin flashback, we got a lot of people showing up for the party on Onigashima that's going to be on Kaido and eventually Big Mom's side, like the numbers, like who, I don't know what the fuck they are, the big monster niggas, and like Apu came back with them, and a few other people came back that didn't really pay too much attention to, because they only got like one panel each, but they look like significant figures. I mean, the numbers look humongous. I don't know what the fuck that is, aside from them having two emperors and two emperors crews. But yeah, on the protagonist side, like, I don't know, we have, well, this chapter answered a lot of questions for that.
Yeah, this chapter was really great. I love this chapter. Last two chapters are going in.
I love being back in present time again. It's refreshing after that great flashback. Actually, I think this flashback did a lot for the setting up the rest of Wano.
Yeah.
Especially for like people that I didn't really care about before. Because, like, to be honest, before Wano, I didn't really care that much about the Scabbards.
Yeah, the rest.
To be honest, in Punk Hazard and Dressrosa, Punk Hazard and Dressrosa, I kind of hated Kinemon. I mean, he's just annoying to me. And Momonosuke seemed kind of annoying too. And I didn't really care about Kanjuro or Raizo. The Raizodono was safe moment was a cool moment, but I didn't really care about Raizo himself. He didn't even give me a moment to. But like, the Odin flashback did so much as far as like me actually saying, oh damn, I fuck with these characters now that I see the whole story and see like, oh, they all were put together by this great person Odin, who just like the story that they see what they came through together and got out and got sent to the future by Toki and everything. It's like, oh, now I'm invested in all of them, especially Kinemon now, who I originally hated. Now Kinemon's one of my favorite Scabbards, and I'm, because he's like the leader now and he has big shoes to fill with
Odin. My god, yeah, I thought he was, I didn't see the appeal at all of him. But man, yeah, this flashback. Odin, first of all, Odin's G, man. Odin's G. Straight
up. Amazing character.
R.I.P. Like, his son, I like his son now. I didn't like his son before because he was just annoying. Mm-hmm. But after seeing, like, what he's really seen,
and what he's gone through and how he's starting to like kind of mature now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love how One Piece, the story, it like doesn't make sense sometimes to me. But it's like slowly puts the pieces together. He has a little flashbacks, shows you these characters, where they came from, yeah. Why they're like this way. And then you start to like, okay, I remember why this is the best. That's what makes manga in the world.
Yes, that's what makes Oda so good, because like now he's built so much faith in me. I would stick through it when I'm like, okay, I don't know what's even going on there. Where are you going with all of this? But he always pulls all together. Like to bring it back to Dressrosa. Dressrosa had like a huge part in the middle where he just kind of just dragged. I was like, okay, this is all taking too much time. None of this really is important or anything. But the end parts of Dressrosa, he wrapped everything up so well. It's like, oh, the payoff was worth it. And like, he's done that time and time before. So now it's like, I can just have faith in Oda and say like, all right, how is he going to do this? How is he going to put it together?
I think he learned from Dressrosa too, just because people had a lot of complaints about it. Yeah. And I think he really implemented here. Like now I care, like Kid, he made me care about Kid. Freaking Law. Law's, I mean, we everybody loves Law. But Kid, I was just like, whatever, he's cool. But Kid, the whole prison thing, the prison arc with Kid, I'm like, okay. Yeah, and Killer, that was tragic. Oh my god, was tragic.
Imagine if that shit happened to Zoro.
Bro, I couldn't take that.
I'm like, oh no, what? Luffy will be so torn up. And I like the parallels between Kid and Luffy that are so strong. Like the parallels between Kid and Luffy to me are even stronger than the parallels between like Blackbeard and Luffy. Like Kid and Luffy are portrayed to be like they're on the same journey, they're on the same whatever, they're picking up their crews and everything. Kid is definitely like much more evil, he's killing niggas like, for fun. But like as far as like their main, I don't know.
Kind of mentalities about what a pirate is, I feel like it's just he's more on the pillaging and evil taking side, whereas Luffy's just more on the I'm gonna do what I want side, I'm gonna have fun side, like I'll take if whatever, but I'm gonna do what I want.
Yeah, but they're similar enough to say like if something happened to Kid, you can say like, okay, this must be tearing apart, because imagine if this happened to Luffy.
Yeah.
And like Killer is Kid's right hand man, and seeing like, oh man, what's going on? Killer might be done for good. I don't know what's going on with him. And even on the panels where we saw like the Sabaody trio back and everything, I still didn't see Killer on the ship or anything like that. I don't know what's going
Killer
on.
Killer was he was in the prison, right?
He was in the prison, but I'm talking about in his latest chapter when Kid showed up with his ship, and then Law and Luffy both showed up when it went to the ships, because we saw all the Straw Hats back together again, which we haven't seen in so fucking long. And then we saw all the Heart Pirates back, even. What's his face? The giant nigga that they got from Sabaody. I don't remember his name.
Shit, I don't remember his name.
But I still didn't see Killer on Kid ship.
No,
too,
yeah,
so
you're right.
Who knows what's gonna happen?
Back,
with that.
I'm like, yeah, actually, I don't see him. There's gonna be something with it. Oda always pays it off. He pays his shit off. Always.
Yeah, I know. So for the main focus of his latest chapter, man. Oh, actually, two latest focus on the latest two chapters are big news from two of the Scabbards, Kanjuro the traitor.
That was crazy. I mean, it was pretty crazy. Obviously he made it like foreshadowed that there was a traitor, obviously, because how else would all this stuff happen? But just finding out it was him, like this dude we've been with for I don't know how many chapters at this point.
Since I think middle Dressrosa.
Yeah, long. Time. Him and Kinemon were like the first two, right?
Yeah, he was the second Skyward, not counting Monosuke.
That was actually I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that at all.
I didn't expect Oda to pull this together so well. Like, I kind of suspected, it's hard to pick who the traitor was after this Odin flashback because, well, one, we found in the flashback that the traitor is somebody who was in the past because Kaido straight up said, like, yo, you got a traitor in this. That's how we know that you and your boys are going to come to Onigashima, right. So we're meeting you here. So it had to be one of the people that was sent from the future. So it had to be one of the Scabbards, I guess. But then, like, seeing the story with Odin and the Scabbards, they're all so tight. And they're all literally ready to die together at the end. It was like, how could any of these niggas be the... I feel like it would be cheap just to say, like, all right, this guy's just a traitor because I don't know who knows why. After seeing how close they were. And I was scared a little bit that, like, I was expecting that it would be either Kanjuro, Raizo, or Kiku, literally because we know the least about them. And they could just say, like, yeah, they're the traitor because they don't have any opposing evidence because we don't have anything on them. But the way they tied Kanjuro in, saying like, oh, he's really one of the Kurozumis, and he was just playing a role the whole time, and he really bought into that role with like, I'm one of the Scabbards.
Yeah, that was wild.
he did that well. That's well.
He's like, dying is the ultimate act.
I have a theory about this, dude.
But yeah, what's your theory? What's your theory?
Well, a baby theory, I think Kanjuro eventually at the end, well, one, we're going to get a Kinemon and Kanjuro fight. Yeah. We have to at some point. We have to. Kendra is the new leader of the Skybirds. Oh, as far as in the fans' eyes, they have the longest time together and everything. And Kanjuro is the, well, the traitor. But I think Oda specifically left the door open for Kanjuro to come back over again by the end of Wano to the good guy side. I think so for narrative reasons. Because I think that, one, Oda made a point to say, like, yo, Kanjuro's playing a role, and he bought into this role, and he really bought into it hard, and he made the point for Kanjuro to say, I never held any ill will towards any of you guys. All my feelings with you guys were real, and I was really planning to die with you,
right,
with Odin. But at the same time, I'm giving Orochi this information because I'm a Kurozumi, and I went through the same shit that he did, and I'm on the Kurozumi side because that's my blood, that's my family, that killed my parents. But, like, there's still no ill will towards you guys. But on the narrative side of things, I think by the end of Wano, this whole thing between the Kosuke clan and the Kurozumi clan has to be resolved. And the only two Kurozumis we have left is Orochi, who is way past irredeemable. Orochi has to die, son. Like, there's no redeeming Orochi. And then the only person we have left is Kanjuro. So I think at the end of the day, we're going to have a piece up between Momonosuke and Kanjuro, where we really dead the whole Kurozumi versus Kosuke clan. Because otherwise, where's that narrative even go?
It could just end tragically, but the way One Piece usually goes is usually there's some type of resolution. Yeah, people usually piece up.
Yeah.
And Luffy's probably going to have something to do with that, just because that's his...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He goes, lands, and settles everything going on there. Niggas be having 100-year wars. Luffy comes and says a few words. It's
beats
over.
Speeds up one nigga. It's over.
Speeds up one nigga. It's crazy. I saw what he did at Alabasta.
That whole... The whole Alabasta. Come on, Oda.
The greatest, son. The greatest.
You gonna write Robin as a villain and then make me love her? How you gonna write that fight with Luffy and I don't, what's his name? Whatever his name is. One of the greatest manga fights I've ever read in my life, bro. In my life.
What's the first time you saw Luffy, like, literally lose? Like, lose. Like, nigga got stabbed through his chest. I thought he was dead. I was like, what's going on here? As a 12-year-old in my room watching a tsunami.
And then he rose from the grave. You know that trap song on Twitter? Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. That's Luffy after losing one time to the main villain, and they're coming back.
Yo, I wish I could edit. I'd put that meme right there.
No, I am editing that in there. I'm dead ass Sam. That should be funny. Speaking of taking L and coming back, this Onigashima raid coming on now. I have no idea what's going to happen. First of all, I love that this last two chapters answered pretty much all of the lingering questions in Wano. So it got it all the way to say, like, all right, there's nothing but Onigashima next. Because they answered the question about who's a traitor. They answered the question about where the fuck is Denjiro. What is Kyoshiro doing? Who's the witching hour boy? They got all that shit out of the way. What happened with Odin? All that out of the way. Whereas now it's just the raid on Onigashima is the only thing to look at. But there's still a big question about how the fuck is this going to go.
That's the thing.
Big Mom. Even without Big Mom, like who the fuck takes out Kaido and his people? And his Big Mom's there. The numbers. Apu, I guess, is it? Wait, he's a supernova. So he's still a big deal. Drake. Well, who knows what Drake's doing? Drake might not even be on that side. Hawkins. There's a lot of shit up in the air. What the fuck's gonna happen here? They still have the numbers. Like, not literally the numbers, but, like, they have more people.
Just by the power that they got, they should clean out. I mean, it shouldn't be a fight. These guys have, what, like, 5,000 people or something? Plus three of the supernovas and the red scabbards. That's really their main forces, isn't it? Or am I missing some people?
Yeah. I think they said it's around 5,200 people, which is a lot of fucking
But then
people.
You think about Kaido and Big Mom to get, like, but, their crews are probably
twice the numbers. Is Big Mom's crew gonna be there?
Oh, that's true.
Not the main crew, but we still haven't seen, last we saw the crew that she brought there, they were circling Wano. I assume they're on Wano now, but yeah, they haven't showed Smoothie and Perisparrow and all of them on Wano.
I would assume they're probably gonna pop up since they haven't been shown at all during some turn moment, you know what I mean? Or just maybe, I don't even know, but I don't think it is what it seems. Kaido and Big Mom just, like, collaborating like that. I don't think it is what it seems.
I think it isn't because of Big Mom's past. I mean, we literally just got done seeing Big Mom try to make an alliance with Sanji's dad, and then she crossed the nigga immediately.
Yeah.
And she does this. She crossed every single husband she ever had.
Every single one. There's never been her own children. Like, there's not been one person. So I think, I think their main forces, I don't think it's gonna go how they think it's. I think they're gonna lose initially, and then I think
you think the Straw Hats are gonna lose.
I think so. I mean, I just don't see. I don't see how. I don't see how they can win. But Luffy, of course, Luffy's done a lot of crazy stuff so can't count him out at all, but I still think Big Mom, Oda's been laying out these crumbs, like you were saying, with Big Mom.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to play a part. Whether she sides with them or not, I don't know if she's going to side with them specifically, but I think she's going to do something to Kaido and hinder his forces in Orochi to where they can then take advantage and get the W from that.
I think Big Mom's ulterior motives in this whole Kaido thing might be to come. I'm forgetting because it's been a long time. Does Kaido have a pawnograph?
I think.
One of the red pawnoglyphs?
I think he does. There was one.
There's one with Big Mom. One was in Skypiea.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember where they were now. One used to be a Fishman Island from the Odin flashback, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah, one was in Alabasta, wasn't it? Or no?
Alabasta was where they thought the stuff for Pluton was. That was really in Water 7 with
Frank. Yeah, okay.
I think Kaido might have one, but if he does, I think Big Mom's plan is to peace out and really just dip out with the Poneglyph, and then we're gonna see the whole stuff with Big Mom. I think the whole Big Mom arc is gonna come to an end in Elbath when we get to Elbath, because she's wrapped up with Elbath and everything. The only people she doesn't have in her crew is Giants, and she has the whole past with the Giants and and we know that One Piece is eventually gonna get to Elbath. Elbath has been foreshadowed literally since Little Garden, which is like the beginning of One Piece. I think that's going to happen. And taking Big Mom and her crew out is going to make the fight a little more even. And also, eventually, the Straw Hat Fleet's going to get there. And maybe the remnants of the Whitebeard Pirates.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. That would make sense. Like
Marco and them.
So, yeah. The Road Poneglyph, Kaido has that right now.
He does.
So, he has one. For sure.
Okay.
So, yeah. What you're saying, definitely, that might be her move.
It can hold you. It's hard to say, man. It's hard to say who to... So, as of now, for the Onigashima raid, let's see just matchup-wise, who could even put up a fight? Kaido and Big Mom alone. Literally, if there's no other army, I think we'll take everybody we have on the ally side just to fight Kaido and Big Mom.
Yeah.
Deadass. But even taking them out, we still have King. We still have Queen. We still have Jack. We still have Smoothie, Parasparrow, Mont Blanc. We still have Apu, Hawkins, possibly Drake. We might have matchups for those, honestly, actually.
I think, yeah, because I'm just thinking that, honestly, the Straw Hat Law and Kid's crew and the Red Scabbers, I think they could handle, like, the subordinates themselves, honestly.
Because Ashura Doji almost took out Jack.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah, and Jack is, like, what, the second or third?
Jack's third commander for Kaido.
So, like, I think they can handle this subordinates. Jack. It's just Kaido and Big Mom are a problem. Kaido's unkillable. Ooh, nobody's touched him. Nobody.
Kaido's a problem. Ooh, one more thing that I think might happen also, and we still don't have answers for, is this whole sword shit. You remember that Drake's a part of?
The sword,
And Drake and Kobe Kobe's the captain of it. It's like, what's going on here? But
Oda, you be introducing too much stuff in this story.
Son, it's so much. It's so much shit going on, but I love it.
Like, you were talking about the swords. I started thinking about, like, Zoro, because he's always talking about Zoro's got this sword and Inma. This sword. Oh, and he's trying to get this sword. And then once he gets this sword.
Yeah.
So there's also that marine thing, but.
Yeah, secret organization. Yeah. But I think that could come in huge too, because one, what the fuck is Sword?
Mm-hmm.
And two, who the fuck is in Sword? And how's it going to play in Wano? Because they're in Wano for a reason. I think, given that the two people we know in Sword, well, the one person that we know in Sword, Drake, his past, we know he used to be a Marine Vice Admiral or Marine Rear Admiral. And now we can speculate that he's been posing as a pirate this whole time, undercover, as like kind of like an undercover cop deal. So it might be fair to think that that's what Sword is. And the purpose of Sword is to infiltrate the pirates and get a position in there where you can, you know, burn it from the inside out. And if that's the case, and also if the case of who's in Sword matches the type of Marines that we see, Kobe, Drake, the good guys, that I'm not saying smokers in Sword, but those type of Marines who we could say, like, all right, he's a good guy.
They're good. Yeah.
Who else do we know as a Marine that recently got in liege with some pirates that distanced themselves from Marines in the public eye? Past Marine Aokiji.
Oh, yeah. Where's he been? Oh.
Nobody saw the fight between Aokiji and Akainu. No. Everybody just knows that Aokiji fought Akainu for the spot of Fleet Admiral. Aokiji lost. He quote-unquote lost a leg.
Yeah.
And then after that, they said that he left and joined the Blackbeard Pirates.
Is that what they said? Damn. Forgot.
They saw a screen that he got in liege with the Blackbeard Pirates. We haven't seen him with them yet at all. He wasn't there when they went to the island and everything that Blackbeard is holding down, but they said now he's in liege with the Blackbeard Pirates. If Aokiji is also a part of Sword, we might see him with the rest of Sword join what's going on Wano, and if that happens, that can turn the tides a lot. Aokiji's one of the top admirals ever. He's up there rocking.
Yeah, he could definitely, that would be a big hand to have in this raid going on right now.
Huge.
Yeah.
He could possibly 1v1 an emperor. Maybe not win, but he can put up a fight 1v1 on
that. True, and then the rest of them could, if they need to, handle the other one somehow, some way, or do something.
Aokiji plus Kid, Luffy, and Law could possibly take down an emperor.
Okay, because Law...
possibly. And Marco.
Law might... his moveset might be able to do something to Kaido. Because he can switch out body parts, right? And what is Kaido's immortality based on? Is it just like...
who knows? That's the big question mark, too. I don't know how... I don't know if he's really even like immortal, because my thing is, if he's a Delver user, why not just jump straight in the water?
He's tried that, hasn't he? And it didn't work?
I don't know. I would assume they would answer that question, but...
I thought they said he had... They tried to sink him. The Marines had tried to, like, obviously sink him because he's a Delver, and he just... it just didn't work.
He just didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe just can't drown, because remember, they can still actually use a Delver fruit underwater. They're just weakened. They can't really move well, because remember, actually, back in Arlong Park, when Luffy was sunk, they still stretch his neck out.
Oh, yeah.
So he can still breathe over the water. Yeah. So he's still stretched and everything, but he just can't drown. Maybe Kaido just still can't drown.
Law might have a part to play here, flipping something. Ooh. You know what I mean? Because he's not about brute force. He's not about brute force at all.
I didn't even think about Law. For most people would bring up Zoro for that, because again, Enma's quote unquote the only sword to actually hurt Kaido.
Yeah
Even though Oda clearly used both swords to hurt Kaido, and he has a scar from two swords. But
god damn it, Oda, god damn it.
That's what makes it good. That's what makes this one of the best things ever. One last thing before we dip, because I want to keep this kind of short, is we still haven't hit on the main thing from this last chapter with Kyoshiro's Denjiro.
Yeah. That was... I mean, I didn't know it was going to be Denjiro, but that dude had been suspect from, like, day one. He'd been pretty suspect.
I like Kyoshiro, too. I like him. He's actually my favorite Skyward. In, like, one chapter, he went to my favorite Skyward. He came on the scene and sliced the whole ship in half. I was like, oh, shit, Denjiro's the truth.
No, he's sick, dude. I've loved his character ever since he was introduced. I think he's a great guy. Yeah,
and that explains everything with him slicing, or it seemed like he sliced down Kimurasaki, and he already came back and was able to live her life afterwards and everything. I like what Oda did with that.
Yeah, Oda really did a good job with the whole 20, managing the 20-year time skip and like placing the characters where they needed to be for it to make sense. Like Odin's daughter and Denjiro being together. Okay, yeah. I mean, simple solution, but he makes it work. Like, not a lot of writers can just make stuff like that work.
On paper, it's really simple, but the way that he actually laid out the revelations and everything made it seem like so much more complex and so, like, it's... Oda's really good at what he does.
Like, with the murder, yeah. Like, you were talking about when you cut her down and she's still alive, and then, like, okay. Yeah. I see.
I completely bought into it.
Yeah, I bought into it, too. And then he's like, I'm Denjiro. It's like, okay, so this all wraps up, okay.
Yeah, full circle. It's crazy.
I loved it.
In the span of two chapters, we switched two of the Skybirds as good guys and bad guys, too. Kanjuro went to the other side, and we got Kyoshiro back here, too. I'm like, okay, she's just going all over the place. It's a mess. I like it.
I kind of wish he kept his hairpiece, though. I can't lie. That's kind of fired up. But that's all right.
He popped that shit off like a brat stole. I was like, yo, what's going on? My nigga, Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, that weed, bro, for men. Oh, man.
I'm mad that if Denjiro wanted to buy into the whole I'm Kyoshiro thing, why not just cut his ponytail? Like, he still kept the long-ass ponytail underneath it for no reason at all. For 20 years, son. For 20 years, just cut it, son. You could commit. Your face is changing
managing
now.
Managing it, too, because it would do that.
He don't care about his face changing, but you don't want to lose that ponytail.
You can't.
Yeah, he was managing that shit. No tangles.
Nah, you can't lose a ponytail. Can't. That's like samurai stuff. You can't cut your hair. Can't.
I feel some Khal Drogo shit.
Yeah. It's like you'll lose your honor, you lose everything if you cut your hair.
I feel that. That's why I fuck with him.
I think he's gonna do something crazy. I think it was a good reveal. I think it was a really good reveal. The reveal with Conjuro was really good too, and it made sense when he talked about it too.
Yeah, dog. I flipped that page. I was like, oh shit, Conjuro made the evil. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, it's Conjuro. Damn.
You've been goofy the whole time. Okay.
Mad goofy. Oh, speak of the goofy, son. I have a laugh like this at a One Piece thing in a minute, but this is one of the reasons why now I love Kinemon again. The whole thing with thinking Kinemon had the genius plan of switching the ports and shit like that. Yeah. Oh. And they're hyping Kinemon up. It's like, oh, Kinemon, big brain Kinemon, man. He thought this whole plan, he's a genius for it. I think it was, who was it? I forgot who it was saying it. I think it might have been Kyoshiro. Yeah. Was explaining everything. It was like, Kinemon set it up so everybody would think it's this port, but it's that port. And Kinemon's looking all stoic and shit. In his mind, he's thinking, I had no idea that was the real plan.
I read that message completely wrong. That was the funniest last page. Oh my god, I've seen it in a while.
Because he was freaking out. He was like, where the fuck is everybody at? That's one chapter ago. Now he's all stoic, like, yeah, that's right. I respect that, Kinemon. I would do the same shit.
He said, so this whole entire time, it was supposed to be the wharf, not Tokage port.
Stupid, son. I love it, though. That's One Piece. I like that stuff is back.
Oh, man.
For now, we will catch you guys back at 976. And we have a break, so 2 weeks.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all stay higher, man.
Oh, and around that time, we should be coming with the next Attack on Titan, because it'll be April, man.
Oh, yeah. Come monthly.
And Attack on Titan's coming towards the end. We're in the last few chapters. We're in the end game now, boys.
We're in the end game now.
It's just getting crazy in almost every anime, or anime manga. But yeah, man.
Eren's about to Thanos everybody.
Everybody, son. Everybody. That shit's hype. Who knows what's going to happen there? Who knows what's going to happen here? In Wano or in Shiganshina, everything's a mystery.
Stay tuned.
Love you guys, though.
Don't stop reading, y'all.
I'll catch y'all next week.
Yes, sir.
Don't stop reading. Manga's in a good place right now.
Yes, it is.
Support that shit.
Peace out, y'all.
Salute. Thank you.